This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Eve.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Banging with me, Chloe Veach. The aircon's on, and I'm absolutely freezing, and my nipples are that hard that I could key cars with them. Oh. But anyway, I have got a really important guest with me today. Oh. It was last minute. It was that last minute. Even the producers ain't even turned up to help me to help me ask questions. But you know what? We're just going to wing it today. We're just going to wing it. I have the one and only, the sex god.
Oh, really?
The 6 foot five stallion. Oh, shit. Harry Jowsey, everyone. You little cunt. Oh. Well, obviously, you know that this is a podcast that is a role, is revolved around sex.
Oh, it is?
And dating. Oh. And shitty bums.
Oh.
And anal.
Oh, I don't like that.
No.
No, anal's no.
No.
No bueno.
So you don't put it in her bum, but you let her put it in your bum?
No.
Neither.
Neither.
So boring.
Buttholes are scary. Are you crazy? You can't even control yours. Let alone you put something in it.
I know. I
It'd be like a plunger come flying out.
Yeah, I can deal with a thumb.
Even that's a step too far.
Your new girlfriend is chitty
no,
bum.
No, she
bum.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't have IBS. I knew this was gonna come up because that's what, I got it because you were like telling me you had IBS one time. Well, like you have it.
And, such a cunt.
And I was just like, oh, that'd be funny if I just like made a rumor that Georgia shits herself. And all these girls,
hey!
All these girls, like, oh my god, so brave, like all this shit. And I was like, oh fuck. She's like, do I tell them I don't have it?
No, it's
I was
gone
like,
too far now.
I was like, yeah, no, it's an actual thing. Like people commenting, like, how do you deal with it? Like, what any tips and shit like that. And she's like, Harry, like you really fucked me because I drove past a sign as well that said hot girls have IBS, and I was like, you know what? Let's do that. So I feel horrible.
She doesn't have IBS.
No, she doesn't even like. I don't think she.
I think
poos.
I even slid into her DM and was like. Georgia.
Congrats on the shitty ass.
Yeah, but how do you deal with it? Give me some advice.
No, there's so many girls that have done that because the video went really well and then I posted it on Instagram as well because I was like, fuck, I may as well double down.
So you're telling me Georgia's never put a finger in your ass?
If she would, she would be out the door so quick.
So you would never let her put a finger up your ass?
No.
Even if it was like your wedding night?
That sounds like a good way to ruin the night. Is to just try and explore for what's back there. Like, it's a war zone back there.
So what's your idea of exploring then when you're having sex? Just like...
like on the road.
What? What? No, in the Bentley?
I crashed it. Yeah, don't have it anymore.
Not anymore at all?
No.
What are you driving then?
Back to my other car, but my Lambo comes next month. So
are
I'm
you
good.
Okay? Congratulations. Is it Urus?
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
It's so like obnoxious. I got orange exterior and interior. And then like every single add-on. So that's why it's taken so long.
Wow.
So dumb. Anyway.
I'm definitely coming to yours just to get in the whip.
No, it's gonna be sick.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it anyway.
But are you okay?
Yeah, why?
The crash.
Oh no, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
It was a good crash.
Fine. Who was in the car?
Georgia.
Oh my god. No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Was it your fault or their fault?
It was their fault.
He's only saying that for fucking insurance.
Anyway, next question.
You're the one that brought it up.
So things are really good with Georgia.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that because yeah. Obviously, like, I mean, we've only had a couple of men on this podcast.
Oh.
And I think you're like the third guy that we've had on it.
Oh, nice.
And like the previous guys that I've interviewed, they're just like, fuck boys. And they've admitted that.
Oh, they are?
But I don't see you as a fuckboy anymore. Because you're kind of settled now.
No, I'm in love.
Are you in love?
Yeah.
Have you said the L word?
Yeah, we said it. We said it the day before I crashed my car. Oh. So I think my life went down with spiral after that moment. Everything
just... You said I love you and then you crashed.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck this.
Oh, no.
No, but yeah, we said it pretty early on. And then, she's great. She's so much fun.
Yeah. Why is she different though? I want to know.
I just think that...
Because like, you've been about...
Okay.
A little bit. Haven't you?
A lot.
I mean, I've seen the statements on your TikTok and her TikTok. Because you're not the only one that's kind of doing statements. She's doing statements on you too.
No, I write all of hers.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, this is the funniest thing. She's like, oh, look at how funny these people think I am. I was like, bro, I write your captions. I tell her, I was like, yo, you should do this sound and this and these words because it'd be funny. And she'd be like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, put your phone up here and I'll like be in the background of the thing and then we'll do it. And then she's like, oh, what caption should I put? I was like, bro, I told you, you have to do this. And then she'll do it. And then she'd be like showing me like, look how funny, like all these people think I'm so funny. I'm like, bro.
Georgia is funny though.
I wrote that. Yeah, she's funny in private. But in public, I'm her PR person.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Does she pay you?
She should.
In blowjobs.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is... Harry, it's almost like your... what's that film when he... that thing gets lost, the mojo.
Oh, I've lost my mojo?
I don't know. Have you?
Austin Powers?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm just more...
Settled.
No, I have to be worried about what I say because I don't upset her.
Oh, okay.
No, she's good. She's like... she's a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
It's just weird because I'm in a relationship.
That's what I mean. It's crazy because, like, how did that actually happen with you and Georgia? Like, did you...
Oh, I did it in the worst way
possible.
Did you
just sit her down and ask her out? Or was it like,
no.
Were you talking for ages?
No, this is... I haven't said this to anyone, but it was literally the most fuckboy way to, like...
Oh, you were having sex and you said, I love you. Can you be my girlfriend?
No, I didn't even ask her. I never asked her. This is like, this is the funny, I did it.
She deserves more than that H.
No, I know. This is the funny thing. I haven't said it to anyone, but we were like, we started hanging out and I was just like, we're adults. I don't need to, I don't need to ask.
Have you had that conversation though? That's like, are you fucking anyone else? No. Okay. Perfect. We're exclusive.
Oh, no. We're definitely like, I definitely call her my girlfriend. She calls me her boyfriend. But
okay. There
was never a moment where I was just like,
will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. It never was like that, which was because we were like living together and I was like, fuck, like what do we have to have the conversation? Cause like, can you figure it out? Like, no, I was like, no one can come over. I'm not talking to anyone else. I'm sure
right,
you are.
Okay.
But it was like,
that's fine.
It was the worst way to go. I should have just said it, like taken her on a cute date.
Yeah, you should have.
But I was also
not
just
too late though.
Ah, oh, fuck.
It's not too late.
Oh, it's like 3 months in.
How many?
Like three.
Because you had you and Georgia seen each other before?
No.
She came to LA.
No.
That was the first time.
No, she was in LA to see another guy. She was like seeing some guy she was talking to. Yeah.
And that's why I was so fucking confused because. One minute I was like, I don't, what's going on? And then I see her with you. And then in my head I was like, why haven't these two thought of this before? In my head, it's a no-brainer.
Well, she's
both Australian.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were born like a few hours from each other.
Wow.
Which is kind of annoying because like I go all the way to fucking LA and I start dating someone that's from like my hometown. Like, this is stupid. Oh. How annoying is that?
I mean, the difference
I could have picked anyone in LA.
Apparently there's like 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah, and I picked someone that was from... I get along with someone that's from my fucking, like, hometown. I'm yeah. Like, this is crazy.
But that's fate. I mean, there must be a massive difference between LA girls and Georgia.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Even when I was out there, I was just... I felt so weird being around so many different girls that just look the same, sound the same, and act the same.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with Georgia is she's so appreciative of just like little things, and I haven't really like had that in a while. Like if I bring a coffee in the morning in bed, which is what I do every single day, so thank you, because I'm a gentleman. But every morning she just like always says like thank you, and she's so appreciative. Whereas like other girls would be like, oh, why have you not got me a bag, or like why have you not got me this, or like why are you not taking me on a trip? Like there's girls that I have been like. I haven't even like hung out with, and they're
who
like,
"Who the fuck have you been dating?"
Oh, what's this? I think it's in the scene that I'm in. But anyway, but she's like so appreciative. I got her flowers the other day, and she like kept one of the roses and like took it back to Australia with her and like put it in a book. She's like so appreciative. And I think that's why she's, and we also like, we grew up listening to the same music. So like when we went on road trips or just whenever we're hanging out, like she enjoys it. Mm. She's always having a good time. She's always sweet.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's a little bundle of joy. And when I first see the post that you put up, I was just like,
yeah.
It was like a proud mum moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, because when she first came on the podcast, we were just laughing. It was the first time I met her. We didn't say anything. It was really weird. I've never just like looked at someone. We both just started laughing like for 10 minutes. And then Abby, who's, you know, Abby, he was like,
love Abby.
He's like, did I miss the joke? Like, what happened?
But yeah, when we went out for dinner last night, obviously, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. But obviously, I'm sober. And last night, what? You look like you want to. What's wrong?
Yeah, because why would you say if you don't talk about it, you don't have to? What did I do?
No, I'm to know about being sober.
Oh, fuck.
You dickhead.
Yeah, I was like.
I caught you fingering Corey's arsehole last night.
Yeah, I was like, what did I do at dinner?
You better tell me the details. Was it hairy? Was it shaven?
You haven't explored his arsehole?
No, I've never been anywhere near Corey.
Aw. You should hit him up. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy now. Well, he's always been a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway. So, yes, you're sober.
Yeah, so I made a rule that I'm not going to drink till my birthday next year because, well, I also, like, I didn't, where I live in LA, like, I was just like, I'm not going to drink or go out here. I want to. This is before this decision, but I was like, I just want to, if I want to drink, I want to go to a different city and hang out with new people and try new shit. Because in LA, it's the same old people every single weekend. Like, it's the same old people, same old club, same old shit. And I was like, this is not productive. So I want to go out and meet more people and do more stuff. But then it comes to my birthday and I was just like, fuck, man. Like, I'm going into acting. I'm with a really, really cool agency and they're really trying to push me. The worst thing that I can do right now is get distracted by partying and like little rewards and like going out and doing what everyone else is doing. I was like, I really need to show that these people, my agency and my team who are putting time, money, effort, energy into me, that like I'm worthy and that I can work for it. So that was just the biggest thing. I was like, I'm going to give the next 12 months everything I can to try and cement myself in this industry. And then we'll see where we're at by the next year. So,
fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like goals, aspirations, future plans.
Yeah.
Because mine was just like, I just fucking loved getting on it. Yeah. Just had to stop.
Really? You don't miss it?
Yeah. Do I miss it?
Yeah. Like, why do you not do like occasions, like birthday?
No, I just can't. I don't drink like normal people.
No, neither. I
just go the extra mile. Like, when I used to drink, it would just, I would end up in some random guy's house with like one trouser leg on, one trouser leg off. And I'd wake up and be like, oh my God, how did I get here? And then I would have to deal with like the embarrassment and then getting home, the taxi ride home half wired, like, oh my God, what have I done? And just that, I was battering my emotions.
Yeah.
Like, and my head was just, it didn't know whether it was coming or going because, yeah, I was just constantly on ups and downs. And I'd have massive downers. But now I'm fucking all right.
How did you survive, like, going out and stuff now? Like, isn't it more frustrating for you?
To be honest with you, I have a sponsor. I work a 12-step program.
Oh, you doing that? Nice.
Yeah. Cool. So, same as Abby.
Yeah, I went to his thing. He was 4 years sober the other day.
Oh, wow.
I went to it and gave him a big hug.
That's crazy.
They gave him a cake, but they took the cake back, which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, no, that's normally what happens, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, come on and have your cake and like blow it out. And then they took it back.
Yeah,
like,
for the next person.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
I was like, why is he going to, he's not even going to get to eat it.
No, I mean, I didn't even get a fucking cake for my year. Ugh. This was like a few months ago. Bastards. I was like, great. But yeah, I'm just over a year sober now, which is crazy. Do you feel like, obviously, because you're one of the people from Tilt to Handle that is literally like just blowing up. Every other month, it's like, what's Harry doing next? You're always elevating. Always. And you'll always be someone that I look up to.
Aww.
Always. Not just because you're 6'5".
Yeah. Did you get that off my story?
Yeah.
People get mad at me about that.
Why?
Because they're like, oh, you asked for serious questions and you, and this is your response. I was like, but I have to be funny.
He's just a dick.
Yeah, I'm sarcastic. Anyway, continue. Exactly. Tell me how amazing
but
I am.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, you're just absolutely amazing.
Aww.
No, but I am proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Aww.
I really am.
You little sweetheart.
Aww.
So nice.
So where's Georgie now then?
She's in Australia.
Do you live together?
No, I kicked her out. Yeah.
Stop chatting shit, Harry.
No, I did.
Why did you kick her out?
Because, like, so I swear to God, I did. She was over here, and then she wasn't meant to stay in LA that long, but obviously we kind of fell in love. And
it just happened.
Yeah, but I was like, right off the bat, because she didn't have anywhere to stay, I was like, oh, you can come live with me. And so we kind of just jumped in the deep end a little bit too quick. And it was like a lot at once. And I think the issue with that is like you don't get any time to like miss each other. Mm-hmm. And you don't get any time to like think and have like alone time. Mm-hmm. And like my biggest thing is I need to have time where I can sit and reflect and like process mm-hmm. like what's going on or be able to think. And I'd come back and then I'd feel like I'm not giving her enough energy by being consumed by my own thoughts and like my work stuff. And so I kind of felt pretty bad, but we got to a point where we don't fight. Like we never argue. We've never really argued about anything, but I was just like, started getting really emotional and I started like crying. Cause I was like, look, aww. Like I just don't have any time to think. And I feel like cause I was like, you need to go explore. Like you need to go out, like you need to network and meet people. And I feel like because I'm here, you think that you should stay in and like, and be around me. I was like, I don't want you to do that at all. But she got it and she was planning to move in with a few of her friends. And then that didn't work out. So she just stayed at one of her friends' houses and in a hotel for a couple of weeks, but she was still over every night. So it was kind of pointless.
So it was like a healthy boundary, but then
it just didn't work. We had like two nights apart, and even then I was like, yeah, what are you doing?
I miss you. What are you doing?
Yeah,
because you messaged me a few weeks ago and I was like, oh yeah, I want to go to LA and move there, and she was like, oh, we should move in together, and I was like, fuck yeah,
IBS sisters.
IBS sisters, oh my god. So with you and Georgia, like, what boundaries do you have in your relationship? Because this is the first time I've seen you in a relationship that I'm speaking to you now. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, what? you're very respectful towards her. And I love that.
I am?
Yeah, you are.
Oh.
Without realizing you are. And I love that. And I need that. So can you help me with like what you do in getting into those relationships? Like what are your boundaries with Georgia and like...
Oh, I think that...
what rules do you lay down? Have you got any specific rules that you lay down? Like no shitting with the door open type of thing?
No, I'm pretty... Like I'm pretty violent when it comes to that. Like I'll pee with the door open and I just... Okay, this is the weirdest
pee
shit.
Pee or
poo? No, pee. I won't lay a log while she's around. Like, come
Why
on.
Why not?
That's ridiculous.
I saw people that are in love too.
No.
Yeah.
No, if... Here's a funny thing. I don't fart ever until I'm around her. For some reason, she makes me so shitty. Like, I swear to God, whenever we're just like chilling, like, they just want to like squeak out. I'm like, yo, what is going on? It's so funny because I'll try and do it and then I'll just sit there. And every time I fart, it's like she's been punched in the nose. She'd be like, what? Like, starts, oh. She like starts swinging and shit. And she's like, no, Harry, fuck you. And like, run out.
Oh,
like,
no.
No, no, no. And then she like, come cuddle me. I'm like, yo,
I just farted.
Yeah, I'm the problem. I'm the source. I was like, wait till he lifts his blankets up. You're going to get hit with a fucking wave.
Do you do the trap?
I try to.
But she doesn't. She gets out of it.
Well, she just has like a really, they get really bad. Yeah.
Right.
I know, but to be honest, there's no real boundaries. There's no real like any crazy shit. We just like, I think it's because we just get each other and it's really playful. I don't know. It's just always like
just
always
having fun.
Yeah, always just laughing at shit.
Yeah.
Even when we're like upset or like try and argue, it's just like one of us will laugh and then it will just like take this seriously. Yeah.
But I mean, we spoke about it on the last episode, like boundaries and relationships, and I was asking Tyler whether what his perception of like cheating is. Like, what? Like, everyone's got a different kind of line when it comes to cheating. So mine would be, if you message another girl in like a sexual way, for me that's cheating. Anything above that is obviously a no.
Right, so like messaging with intent.
Yes. So like, say if Georgia was to, maybe not necessarily Georgia, but like boundaries for you as a whole as Harry Jowsey. Like,
yeah.
When you get into a relationship, what is it that you look for? Like, instant red flags. I can't fucking deal with this.
Yeah, I told her to never let another man open a door for her. And that's...
You're sick, fuck.
No. I did make a joke like that one time and she did it. And I was like, yo.
Did she think you were telling the truth?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I just think that... I don't like want to go through a phone. I don't want to see if she's messaging people. I don't want to do any of that shit. And she's the same with me. Like, the thing, there's a lot of trust there. I think for like red flags, I think I probably have way too many. Like, she.
Who are you?
With me, yeah.
Really?
She's like, oh, you can't like this girl's photo. And I'm like, I do whatever the fuck I want. No, but I don't know. I think we're.
Like, do you think you've got red flags?
I think I'm a walking red flag.
Are you self-aware?
Of course.
Then that's fine. I talk about because I'm a red flag.
Oh, it's good to go.
I'm like, but I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
So, what red flag have you got, Harry?
No, you tell me. What?
Well.
Oh. I don't know. I think that the good thing about us is we just like talk about
it. Oh, come on, Harry.
What do you mean?
There must be certain things that you like with
that,
me.
That I stay away from?
I get jealous.
Oh, I get jealous for sure.
Like, I get really jealous when I'm in a relationship.
I think I get territorial.
That's what, yeah.
I get territorial. Normal. But I think like you should have an element of that because it keeps like everyone like happy and shit. But to be honest, I think I'm probably too laid back and it gets like when I'm around a girl,
mm-hmm.
I'm territorial. But like, with Georgia being away, I'm like way too laid back. I think maybe that's a bit of an issue, especially for like some, like I feel like girls need some sort of like,
yeah,
you have to show in some way.
You're thinking of them.
Yeah. But I'm just like, okay, have fun with your friends. Like, text me later. Like, don't worry about texting me or anything like that. But like,
I would freak.
Yeah. I'm just like,
what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
He's still fancy.
Like, literally. I'm just like, go do your thing. But like when she's in LA, I'm checking out the location. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there? I'm like, whose house you at? She's like, I'm at the hotel, Harry.
Oh, no.
I'm in your apartment. I'm in the living room, relax.
With the dog.
Yeah.
With the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. No, I think I just get territorial and I get a little bit like, yeah, I don't know, a little bit sassy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's normal though. It's normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm back on the dating scene now. Is it too quick to be on the dating scene, Harry?
When did you break up with this guy?
Like a few weeks ago.
Do you need... No, I don't think it's too quick. I just think dating apps are kind of like...
CD.
Well, unless it's my dating app, Lolly.
Tell me about Lolly.
No, it's like TikTok meets Tinder pretty much. So it's video dating. It's going really well in like colleges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's literally it looks like TikTok. But you can't say no to people, which is good. You just keep scrolling. You know? Because I feel like the rejection thing, like... I don't know. I feel like a little bit guilty and I'm like, oh, maybe I want to scroll back up and have a look. And that's the best thing about like Lolly is you can, and I don't know. It's really nice. You get verified on there pretty easy. So
what?
Yeah, you look nice. You want a blue tick? There's a place to go. But,
fuck.
But I don't
know. Can I join it then?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I just post like my TikToks on there and stuff. It literally looks like a TikTok page.
I'm going to do that then.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to join Lolly.
I actually don't think it's available in the UK, but it's charting. It's doing really well. It's like top 200.
You're robbing me of my dick.
But I think Raya sucks. Cause
do you think?
I've been on it, but I just think dating apps suck because it's like, hey, how you going? Same old conversation. I'll try something different. Like, oh, that's weird.
Listen. Let me get my phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather just DM someone.
Nah.
A photo of my cock. Are you like this?
What was your first messages to Georgia?
Well, she was talking to Joe Garrett. That was how I met her.
What, in that way?
That's how I knew who she was. I don't know. No, I think that they'll be friendly, and they're both very friendly people. They're both my best friends. And I think he kind of introduced me to her because she was out here doing some stuff for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, she's going to be on the next season, whatever else. And I was like, oh, she looks fun. But I wasn't going to go out of my way to, like,
talk to her. And then you ended up falling in love, moving in together, and... Yeah. having anal.
No, she's pregnant. No. No, she really wants a kid. I think.
She, of course she fucking does. She's a midwife.
No, the crazy thing is, I think her biggest goal is just to be a mother, like, which is awesome.
Is what? To be on Big Brother?
No, to be a mother.
No, I thought you said to be on Big Brother.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I thought,
No.
You don't up those standards, girl.
No, because every time, like, we're around a kid or she sees, like, a kid TikTok, she gets, like, I've never seen anyone get so, like, warm and fuzzy and, like, so excited. I was like, it's actually really wholesome because it gets me excited to see kids. But I think, like, legitimately, like, she's, like, that's her like biggest dream is to be a mom, and I'm like, it's
when do you want
kids? Beautiful. fuck, I don't know. I think when I in my 30s.
30s.
Yeah, but
you want to be an old dad.
That's not old.
Is it not?
No. Do you want me to have a kid in my 20s?
Well, I just know I want kids when I'm like 29, 28, or 27, or 26, or 25, 24. Probably next year.
No. Damn.
Probably.
Oh shit! No, but I know Georgia does, so I don't know. I'm just
going with the flow.
Yeah.
I've asked my Instagram, what they want to know. About you. Okay, I've not even looked at these. So
here we go.
I don't know what they're gonna be like. Can you fuck for over an hour, Harry?
Depends how into it I am.
Oh, if you're not into it, then you can last longer.
Yeah, if I'm thinking about this shit, I've realised I've been able to figure it out. Yeah.
Okay, I've asked this question before, right? And I want to get your opinion on it because you've got a boyfriend dick, so it must be different. So, what do you think about when you have sex?
Don't come.
Oh, is it? Okay.
No. I think about a bunch of shit. Usually, like, yeah, now, like, I'm pretty good at keeping my mind busy and, like, not being, like, still being there, but not being there so I can, like, last longer. But, yeah, sometimes you just, like, get carried away and you're just like, oh, fuck. Like, when you're so horny to see someone, just, like, you can't stop thinking about having sex. And then once you're doing it, it's like, oh, fuck, it's already over.
Oh, no.
But
is there any tips that you've learned during, like, your experiences that you could then tell people that are listening?
Yeah, if you're about to come, just go down on her.
Is
like,
it?
Well, if you're literally about to come, just, like, do something completely different. Just stop having sex.
I've had someone literally just whip it out before, and I'm like, whoa, you made me jump.
Like, were you having sex? He just pulled it out?
Yeah, he's just, like, kind of just jumped up, and I was like...
And what, because he was about to nut?
Yeah, must be.
Yeah, no, I think that's, because I've heard people say, like, oh, just change positions. I'm like, that's not going to help. Like,
no.
I need to have, like, a five-minute break. So I just think, like, just if you're having sex, fully, like, just switch it up and start going down on her. Try and make her come. And then you can give her the worst dick ever because she's already came. Because then what are you going to say in the group chat? You'll be like, you still come. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah, just think about the group chat, what they're going to say.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have you got a boys group chat?
Yeah, I got, like, three.
Fuck.
Yeah, we talk about the
That's
crazy
next
shit.
Next level, Harry.
Let's talk about the crazy shit.
Get your phone out.
It's over there. We have one called the Gentleman's Club, Greg's Cream and Cum.
Greg's Cream and Cum.
Yeah. Yeah, one of our boys called Greg.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was Greg's, the pastry shop.
I've never heard of that.
It's massive in the UK, Harry.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Do they have cream and cum?
No, they have sausage rolls.
It could be. We could be in business. We have...
What's the third one?
I forgot the name of it. I don't think it has a name. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but Gentlemen's Club's the craziest one.
So, like, what do you talk about in boys' group chats? Because us girls want to know.
Yeah, we just send each other hot chicks.
Is that it? So, if you see a girl on Instagram and she was really sexy, you would screenshot it and then, like, send it to the group chat?
No, you just hit share.
Oh.
Yeah, you send it in the group chat, but then you just talk about, like, crazy shit, like... Yeah, the boys just talk about whatever, like, if they had a crazy night or whatever's going on. Just, like, just random shit. Like, they want to go to Mykonos next week, so they're planning that. Like, I don't know.
Did you do it with Khloe Kardashian?
What?
No, did you screenshot everything that went on with Khloe into the group chat?
No, they saw it.
No.
It was everywhere.
So they were sending it to you?
No, I actually, my fucking manager just sent me a screenshot of a Facebook post.
What happened with that?
No, my,
did it just come out? Was it just like...
Yes. No, my manager sent me a screenshot of a Facebook post from yesterday where it was saying, Tristan isn't the baby daddy. And it's a photo of me and then Chloe's rumored boyfriend. I was like, I haven't even met her. I haven't even met her. Oh, yeah, no. What happened was, there was a T page. Someone submitted it in this T page and was like, this is what's going on. The T page has like a million followers.
Well, I mean, it's believable because you're huge.
Thank you. Aww.
In height.
Oh. And then, so they were like, oh yeah, Harry's like has picked up flowers and a Bentley to go surprise her. And on my story that day,
It was for Netflix.
But like, I'm not going to like right away be like, oh guys,
definitely wasn't for her. Yeah, you want to build suspense.
And then it got started getting picked up by news pages. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then she commented on it and she's like, this is absolutely not true.
Did you message her after that?
I unsent all my messages.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh no, this is so embarrassing because she's going to click on my profile, click their messages and see like, hello, my little butter chicken.
Oh my God. So for anyone that doesn't know, right? So basically, yeah, Harry was putting all these articles allegedly dating or sending flowers or turning up to Khloe Kardashian's house. And it was just crazy. And I remember I was at Nicole's at the time and I see the article and I thought, wow. I was like, fuck. And then like the next day or the day after or whatever, she commented saying, no, this isn't true. And I was like, oh my God, but what are the fucking, what a coincidence that like, crazy. I just thought, why the, Harry's face is next to the Kardashians on the fucking.
Yeah, and she knows I'm a person, which is crazy.
Is she what?
She knows I exist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That is, listen, my biggest flex is that I met Justin Bieber at a party and that's it.
Oh, nice.
That's where the line draws. But you and him are like pals, aren't you?
He's the best. I love
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I remember when Tilt to Handle first come out and you were like, yeah, I've just got off the phone to JB. Yeah. Oh my God, no way.
Like a prick. I wouldn't say we're not like best friends, but like I try and check in with him every now and then, but he's like, yeah, he's such a cool guy.
So he responds to your messages then?
Yeah, every now and then.
That is mental.
Yeah, he got angry. Well, he didn't get angry at me, but there was one time that someone sent me like fake Drew merch and I posted my story. I was like, oh, thank you so much. And he's like, bro, it's fake. Take it down. And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, I'm no. so sorry.
Did you know it was fake?
It
was just one of them pages.
Some guys did a YouTube video on it sending these people fake merch. I was like, how the fuck did this guy get my address? Yeah, it was really weird. But I felt really bad for JB because I was like, oh.
Oh, shit. But
he's an angel. Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I'm sorry. I'm having a little moment.
You just touch your pussy?
No, a little bit, yeah. Just smell it. Haven't been in the shower today.
Oh, that's what that smell is.
I haven't shaved my minge in like a month, Harry.
And you were going to see that guy last night?
I wouldn't have had sex with him.
Oh, come on, Chloe.
See, I'm worried to ask some of these, though.
Just ask him.
Your wiener size.
This is a good size.
How big is your dick?
I think it's a good size.
Is it a big dick?
What are you doing that?
Below five. I don't know.
Dick.
Do you plan on having any more kids anytime soon, Harry?
No, I just have to put up with Bruce. I think Bruce is enough for now.
Rate yourself out of 10 in the bedroom.
The thing is, I don't know if I'm good or bad.
Harry, you've got to rate yourself.
I don't know if I'm good or bad because I can't. I've never watched another guy fuck someone, so I'm like, I don't know if that's like.
Well, you've watched porn before.
Yeah, but not like the average normal person. I haven't I haven't seen like a test experiment of like 20 people, but I think I'm probably like above a 7 or an 8.
You've just reminded me of something. I'll ask some questions in a second. You're a fucking test tube, baby.
Yeah, why are you covering your mouth? You know that.
No, I know, but I've never actually sat down and had a conversation with you about it. Like, you were born out of a test tube.
Yeah, they grew me in like a big one, like a vat. Of like baby juice. Yeah, it wasn't actually made in my mum. Yeah, have you not seen those movies where they have like
Star Trek?
Yeah, they have those big vats of like. Have you seen Avatar? How they like grow the avatars?
What are you connected to though?
Yeah, they have your umbilical cord. It goes out, and they put like bananas and like fruit and shit. And
no, I'm actually fuming. I've just fully believed that for like 40 seconds.
No, yeah, no. So my.
So you're in your mum now.
They got my dad's squirt. They got my mum's egg. They whack them together in a tube. They mix it up and they put it back in a fanny and then they're good to go. And then she, like 9 months later, she pops the leg up. She squirts me out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. It was a crazy time. You should have been there. No. So my dad had, he had six surgeries on his cock and balls.
Oh, wow.
Because he had four daughters before and he's like, fuck this, I'm going to have a vasectomy, I can't have any more. Mm. And then he met my mum, he's like, got to put something
in her.
Yeah, I need to fucking fill that up quick. And then, they had enough mustard for my brother.
So mustard cum.
Yeah, so my dad was in a cup, had enough mustard for my brother. they got it figured out, whacked it back in the oven. My mum's like, I'm having two fucking boys. Get that cock out.
Wow.
Squirt into another.
Demanding.
Yeah, into another fucking vial.
Good woman.
She knows what she wants. And then, yeah, again, they got they put her legs up. They got some eggs out.
And just.
Like a little chicken. And then they put it in a thing. And then, yeah, they got dad's special milk. But there wasn't enough, like, good ones. So, like, my sister Rosie picked the sperm. So she picked me as a sperm. She's like, that one. That's deformed.
Harry, that doesn't happen.
No, I swear to God, she did.
Sperm are like minuscule though.
Yeah. Have you not seen through a microscope?
No. Oh, yeah.
You can.
It's my hobby. I'm suck them off and then.
Like, yeah, get the microscope.
And just get the microscope out. I'm like, bleh.
There you go.
What one do I want in me today?
No, yeah. No, but that's. That's what they did. So my mum and my sister picked it and then they flicked it back in the thing, put mum in the stirrups, punched it in.
Fuck.
9 months later.
Impregnated.
Yeah.
Here you came. Here you ever tasted your own cum?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, have you tasted yours?
Yeah. But like for men it's different, no?
Why?
Because like say if you cummed in someone's mouth and you kissed her afterwards, would you be like, ugh. Some guys don't like doing that.
I don't give a fuck. It's my source.
Are you the type of guy to like get with someone if they're on their period?
Yes.
Yeah.
I accidentally ate a girl out one time when she was on her period. She told me after, and I was like, "That was what that taste was."
Oh no!
I'm glad you had a good time.
What did it taste like?
Metallic.
Metallic.
Yeah. But I was just like, "Oh fuck, I don't really care." This the thing is like, whatever. We're humans. You can't control it. Yeah. I'm horny. You're horny. Let's just fucking figure it out. Let's lay a towel down. Both of us won't look down. We're just going to look at each other and get the job done.
So for every guest, we have a game tailored to that person.
Oh, for fuck's
However, because you gave me no fucking notice that you were coming down.
I don't know what I was doing.
No, I know. I basically kidnapped Harry for the day. It was like, right, you're coming on the podcast. You've got no choice.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play a game of she's a 10, but.
She shits herself.
Yes.
11.
Rawr.
Natural horny. Chocolate milk.
She's a 10.
Mm.
But publicly interacts with porn on Twitter. Like.
That's.
Fully comments.
Oh.
And interacts.
And
with
Twitter's. You can see.
Everything.
She's got to be a 10. No, she's got to be like a 6. A 5. Like I. That's damaging.
Is that, yeah?
I would just be, I'd be like, oh, fuck. She's like, oh, good job, Johnny. Nice cock. Like, fuck. You know?
So you'd give her a 6.
Yeah, I'd have to bring it down.
Not wifey. So I've always wondered with guys, where is the level that's wifey level with looks? Does it have to be a 10 always?
No, it's about the person, the energy.
Oh, okay, good. I've got a chance. I've got half a chance.
Yeah.
She's a 10, but she only posts you on her close friends. I've had that happen to me so many times before.
No, but it's good if you want to talk to other girls. Oh.
No,
it's good if you want to talk to other girls.
Oh.
There's 11 in my books.
Okay.
Unless, nah. But
personal space.
Yeah, just.
You don't want it.
Be proud of me, but not that proud. Actually, don't fucking post me.
Don't fucking do it.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah. She's a 10, but she uses Snapchat as a primary form of communication.
I cannot deal with adults that, that just like, what's your Snap? I'm like,
no.
I have a Snapchat, but it's just a post and like talk on there. But when people try and like communicate with me on there, I'm like, yo, like.
No, I'm not five.
Grow up.
Yeah.
But I love you, Snapchat. Thank you for the brand deals.
I love the way you looked into the camera to do that.
Yeah, because I'm like, so you see this.
I mean, I love Snapchat. I just,
no, Snapchat's good, but I
for
just.
For dick pics, it's good. Because you can just I sit on Instagram. Send. Do you?
Yeah.
But they can save them, Harry, and screenshot.
That's a good cock. Post it.
Just sell it.
Yeah. Send it out.
She's a 10. She's a 10, but she literally wants nothing to do with you.
11. It's got to be like 15, 20. Bump it up. 45.
Instant fucking rock on.
Yeah, rock on.
She's a 10, but her love language is biting.
You didn't need to do that. Yeah, they're probably a 3. Yeah, you bite me, I'm biting back.
Have you ever had anyone like bite the jewels?
No.
Ever?
Why would they do that?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes
I get kneed in the head.
Yeah, but sometimes I get worried that like my back teeth are scraping on the peen. Have you never had that happen?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
I had this girl that had braces on the inside of her teeth, and I didn't realize. And then she like started trying to get me a head, and it was like
painful.
I was bleeding. I was like, "You don't taste the blood, you fucking shark!"
Like, you fucking shark.
She's like, "It was not good." I was like, "I'm fucking." It's like I put my dick in a cheese grater right now.
What happened? Did you kinda put a plaster on it?
Yeah, no, I finished the job.
You stuck it in her.
Yeah, we got it done.
For sake. Right. There's two more. She's a 10, but she needs constant reassurance. Otherwise, she thinks you hate her. That's every girl.
3.
I think that's every girl, though.
Oh, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 then. I mean, that is so me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he hasn't called me in like 15 minutes. He said he was going to call me, but it was like, he hasn't called me back. He hates
me.
No,
I actually kind of like that.
Oh.
At least it shows you're needy and you care.
Very needy.
Yeah, I like that.
Needy for the dick. Oh. She's a 10, but she's a 10, but she shits 5 times a day. You got to be careful what you say here. Oh, no, because Georgia is actually a fraud. She hasn't got IBS.
Yeah.
You don't need to be careful.
Like, shits in your room? Or, like, she goes to a toilet?
No, just, like, she just shits 5 times a day.
Oh, I don't care. Get it out.
I love that.
Get it out. Do your thing.
See, just, Harry's also humble.
But if I smell it, if I get a fucking whiff of that shitty ass,
then it's not happening.
Yeah, bring some candles over and fucking light them.
Have you ever tried VIP poo?
I've seen that around.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know. I've never used it.
Oh, you should probably get some.
Mine doesn't smell. Right, listen. We've got one more. Okay.
Are you going to say it or are you just laughing at yourself?
There was one that I got. One of them I didn't actually know what it meant. I don't get this one. Maybe you can. She's a 10, but she left me. Please take me back. I miss you. Do you recycle exes, Harry?
Yeah.
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 Keeps your body count down.
Yeah. Need all that with that.
Need to go do that. Anyway.
That's banging.
Normally we have an advice section, but
we
haven't got time for that today, no, because Harry has spoken about his dick far too much and I actually need to go and finish myself off in the toilet. Anyway, no, I'm joking. I'm really fucking happy that you're in a relationship with Georgia and you're two wild shitbags. And I can't wait to see you get married and I better be a bridesmaid.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Whoa. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, leave 5 stars.
Yeah. Rate and subscribe, yeah. And also, you can message us on the Banging TikTok, which is Banging with Chloe V Pod, and send us in some of your dating dilemmas, toxic situations, because the next guest that I do get on here, we will give you advice off the bat. Thank you for listening. Love you all. Bye. Thank you.
Bangin' with Chloe Beach is part of the Eve Podcast Network and a Forever Dog production. Executive producer Tracy Soren. Development executive Mariah Nicholas. Senior producer Paloma Kaufman. Producer Ewan Newbigging Lister. Post producer and theme song Brian Hevron Smith. Cover photo by Greg Bailey. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.